All right, welcome everyone to this round four game between Akhmianti as gold and Nombril as silver. Akhmianti is Thomas Foy and Nombril is Eric Mommsen. Akhmianti is the 14th seed this year, and due to his seeding, he's had slightly easier pairings than Nombril as the 9th seed. But it's funny how things work out. Actually, at the moment, Akhmianti has a greater strength of schedule, has more strength of schedule points than Nombril does, in part because Nombril had to play against Chessengo, the defending world champion, and then Chessengo was, in the next round, upset. But just looking at the seeds of the opponents that each has played, Nombril has had the slightly tougher road to get here. And from their ratings, Nombril should be slightly the favorite. The players have started playing the game 11 minutes ago, approximately. We're testing out a new spectator delay system where the game is presented, is viewable by the spectators 12 minutes after it happens. So by now, the players, on average, taking a minute a move, as the time control allows them to take a minute per move each, the players are probably on move 7 already, and we're still waiting for the first move. So Akhmianti has set up with an unbalanced setup. He has put both of his horses on the A and B files, and his camel on the other side, the elephant in the center. It's a little bit rarer to see an unbalanced setup as gold than to see an unbalanced setup as silver. And the conventional wisdom is that the two horses on the same wing are an invitation for silver to set up with his camel on that wing and then have an advantage because both the horses are there. And meanwhile, knowing that the gold camel is committed to the other wing, that the gold camel is committed to the G file, to not set up a horse opposite the gold camel on the G-file, and perhaps put both horses in the middle, or put one horse to assist the camel in the west, and the other horse in the middle. Interestingly, Nombril nevertheless does put a horse opposite the gold camel, but as expected, puts the silver camel opposite both of the gold camels. Another interesting thing about Nombril's setup is that he has put his elephant behind the trap on F6. This would seem to indicate that he wants to play with his elephant on the wing where the gold camel is. We have a quick 2G from Akhmianti advancing his elephant and then the pieces on the corners on B3 and G3. A fairly quick response by Nombril as well, getting his elephant out from behind the trap. Three steps are almost always forced when you have your elephant set up behind a trap, as Nombril did. Moving the horse forward one and the elephant forward two through the trap is almost forced. Now, looking where the gold elephant is, where the silver elephant ended up on F5, you wonder that gold was so eager to advance the gold camel. You might have thought, well, he'd hold it back a little bit so as not to give up a camel hostage. But Akhmianti on move 3G makes four additional steps forward. Note that all eight of Akhmianti's steps have been straight forward, nothing sideways yet. So this is the maximum he could be moving forward if he were intending to swarm. Certainly advancing a rabbit on the camel wing and a dog on the camel wing, in addition to advancing the camel itself, make it appear as though Akhmianti is declaring that he wants to swarm. However, there is a serious threat also to flip out the silver dog from the E6 square to E4, and Nombril sidesteps with the dog, gets the cat behind the trap, to prevent that flip. It's a little bit interesting that Nombril once a cat behind the trap, but didn't start with a cat behind his elephant. Blue 22, who pioneered the elephant behind the trap opening, and who was the first one to consistently open with an elephant behind the trap, settled on having a cat behind his elephant in the opening setup, because he wanted a cat to take the place that the elephant had in the original setup. So he would move his elephant 2 steps through the trap, with the help of the horse next to the trap, and then move the cat behind the trap directly. And I think that we've just seen from the opening of this game that it's a little bit inconvenient to not be able to defend the back of that trap immediately. Silver would have liked his 4th step to have defended the trap from behind, but he didn't want to advance a rabbit. And then that entailed a small loss of time that he had to defend his dog. On 4G, we see the first sidestepping from Akmienti. He's moved his elephant from the E-file to the D-file, threatening in the wing where the silver camel is, and moved one of his horses from the western wing into the middle. I have to see that as a bit of a loss of time. He did expose his camel. He should have expected from Nombril's opening setup that the silver elephant was going to come straight after the gold camel. Why else would it have set up on the F-file rather than a center, as the elephants usually do? And then in addition to the silver elephant having been set up off to the side on the wing where the camel is, the gold camel was advanced voluntarily. So those things combine to make 4S rather predictable, that the silver elephant comes and threatens to take the gold camel hostage. Now, defending the gold camel just with little pieces, and indeed now the gold camel has switched wings, and speaking of loss of time, I think quite a strong 5S would be to put the silver elephant into the E3 square, because the gold camel, in order to escape being hostage, had to switch wings. Now there is a gold horse coming over to take over the corner, so we have the gold horse headed west and the gold horse headed east and the gold camel headed west, and they're exchanging sides, but the silver elephant could cut off the gold horse from coming to G3. And had it cut off, then all of a sudden gold would be in a major predicament for holding G3. But instead, silver elephant chose to pull out the gold dog. Now that's a fine threat in and of itself. That's the threat that a home player would make, rather than taking an opportunity to say, aha, I'm going to be able to take over your trap. Here he's going to say, well, I'm going to make you expose your pieces. How can that dog be saved other than by exposing a gold rabbit? The gold rabbit needs to come up and unfreeze the dog to let the dog retreat. Gold is very quickly going to be forced into making a swarm. Oh, sorry, I didn't see that there was another way of saving the gold dog on 6G, and that's in fact what Achmant had played, while also securing the G3 square with his horse. Now, that's good, very good for gold to have secured that corner with his horse. The slight disadvantage is that the silver horse can anyway take the gold dog hostage just by advancing 2 squares. And then he can't afford quite to push or pull the gold dog backwards, because the silver dog on the F6 trap would be hanging. So at least 1 step would need to guard that. But with the silver horse advancing to take the gold dog hostage, the gold dog wasn't really brought all the way to safety with 6G. That would pose a bit of a problem for gold, that dog would be hostage. An alternative for silver, I suppose, would be to still attempt to take the gold camel hostage. It's not clear, though, that taking the gold camel hostage is such a great idea, trying to take it hostage, because pushing it to D5 leaves it unfrozen, and it can choose whether to retreat to the F3 square or the B3 square. So instead, on 6S, silver actually does go after the exposed gold dog, but interestingly, not via the G4 square. Instead, the silver horse came to h5. Now, on h5, the silver horse is less exposed, but it did leave open the possibility. Oh, gold didn't go for it. But on 7g, because of the way the silver horse didn't come up the g file, came up the h file instead, gold would have had a viable option of jumping into the g6 square with the gold horse. So silver left that open, but gold decided not to take the bait, not to charge with the gold horse. Instead, silver has retreated his camel to b3 and moved his elephant over to e6. Well, that's normally I would say that's a relatively safe move for gold and that not much is happening, but something is happening here. The gold dog now on 7s will presumably be taken hostage. Taken hostage, although taken hostage in an interesting way. Nombril moved it over to the G file rather than pulling it back. And I'm not quite sure what the significance of that is, because on 7s, if the silver horse had itself moved over to the G file, pulling the gold dog up to the H4 square, that would have been perfectly secure as long as the silver elephant came back a step to F5. So that would have taken the gold dog hostage, not exposed anything, not exposed any of the silver pieces. So this seems to hold the hostage just a slight bit less securely, in that it allows the gold elephant to come around to the G5 square, potentially freeing the gold dog letting the gold dog escape to the back. Well, it can't quite escape. It would need 5 steps to immediately come back to G3, because the gold horse has to get out of the way. The other, I suppose, another reason for trying to take the hostage in that way is potentially the thought of wanting to keep the silver horse somewhere in the neighborhood of the G3 square, still in some lines threatening to take over G3 with the silver horse. That, to me, seems very ambitious. With the gold dog offside and nothing else around F6 that can take care of the gold dog, nothing else that can threaten to capture the gold dog, the silver horse is almost committed to defending the F6 trap. That the silver horse doesn't really have the luxury to be attacking G3, particularly not with that gold dog up and around. So the attacking, the potential that gold has to attack the F3 trap, is rather limited. Just an elephant and a horse, the dog out in front of the F3 trap, I guess I'm trying to say in other words, the dog out in front of the F3 trap makes the F3 trap more secure. There's really no attack on the F3 trap brewing for silver at all, which is why I suppose I would have retreated there with the horse and elephant, just tried to secure the gold dog as a hostage, and not been playing for anything more. Okay, somehow my client got out of sync. I don't know how that got out of sync, if it has anything to do with the spectator delay, because I missed the next several moves, so let me try to catch up here. So the gold elephant on 8g did indeed move behind the gold horse, gold dog, trying to make it more difficult for the gold dog to be taken hostage. Then Nombril on 8s pulled a gold rabbit up the h file rather than doing anything further with the dog, which does pull out a rabbit but would allow the dog 4 steps to completely retreat to safety. By the horse sidestepping the dog back 2 and the gold horse back to G3. Instead of that sidestepping dog retreat maneuver, the gold elephant took the silver horse hostage on 9G. And the taking the silver horse hostage is a bit of a dicey move. It's not threatening the silver horse immediately with capture, and the gold elephant is somewhat cut off from the middle relative to the silver elephant. So that means that over on the western wing, the gold camel can, the silver camel has a little bit more freedom to act. The silver camel can come forward without being in danger of being taken hostage in one move by the gold elephant, whereas the gold camel doesn't have that same luxury. The silver elephant is closer to the gold camel. So it's a bit of an awkward square for the gold elephant to be on. On 9S, I'm quite surprised that Silver gave up that elephant, that extra elephant mobility. Well, he didn't entirely give it up. His elephant is still closer to the center, but now he left the fourth rank open for the gold camel to cross, should it choose to do so, and repositioned his elephant on the E3 square. Sometimes you want to get your elephant in the middle like that because you're afraid of a horse hostage, a horse frame, and you don't want the horse to be framed. Or maybe you're afraid of the camel crossing. Maybe he was afraid of the gold camel coming across so that there could be a trade-off, so that the gold elephant could pass off the silver horse as a hostage to the gold camel as a hostage. But that trade-off wasn't in the cards. The gold camel couldn't immediately have moved to F3 anyway without being flipped out. And if it just moves only as far as E3, the silver elephant would have time to push it away at that time. So I think that was like an unnecessary precaution on move 9S to move the silver elephant into the center on E3. Now on 10S, we see some shuffling of pieces. I think that Akmeyenti realized that his horse wasn't on a very good square, but to get the horse on a very good to get the horse on a good square is not trivial here, without allowing the silver horse to come into the critical G3 square. So it appears that gold feels a bit awkward with his pieces, but doesn't quite know how to untangle there. On 10S, Silver simply pulls a rabbit, and that's a reasonable thing to do, not the most aggressive thing to do, not necessarily taking advantage of the fact that that the gold elephant is somewhat committed in the east. But rather than activate the camel in the west, silver elephant can make progress. The rabbit pull is a form of progress. And then on 11G, we have Akmeyenti again rotating his pieces around, and seems to be preparing to get his horse back onto the G3 square. 11S has just appeared on my board. Now, Nombril, with nothing to do, no immediate target for his silver elephant, no rabbit to pull, and it's not clear that the silver elephant is free to leave and go do something else, has decided, after all, to activate the silver camel. On 12G, almost certainly one of the steps needs to be for Akmeyenti to retreat his horse from A3 to A2. It's just awkward if that gets pulled out. The other way to prevent the gold horse from being pulled out, the other way to use 12G to stop the silver camel from pulling out the gold horse, would be to switch wings with the gold elephant. But if gold uses four steps to run across with his elephant, he just loses the G3 square to the silver horse, and he really can't afford to lose the G3 square to the silver horse. So I would expect on 12G that the gold horse on A3 retreats one. The other gold horse retakes the G3 square, probably by moving the rabbit into F3 and then moving the elephant over to I guess it's not necessary to move the gold elephant, but could move the gold elephant to F4. Now, what we've seen in the opening, if that happens, if gold here on 12G re-secures G3 with his horse, then there's nobody's taken over anybody else's trap. If he also retreats the gold horse from A3 to A2, nobody's taken any hostage. And so the only thing that has really happened from the opening is that Gold has this mass of somewhat advanced rabbits. That is what Silver has to hang his hat on, if Silver wants to say, you know, I've made progress in the opening. So how good is it for Silver to have those advanced rabbits? Well, one thing about having advanced rabbits, if you're pulling advanced rabbits out, trying to flip them out to your side, is that you better not have the trap that you're threatening them in. You better not lose that corner. Wow, okay, I'm quite surprised by 12G, because it appears that Akmienti is trying to angle for framing that silver horse that's offside, and I just don't see that happening. I don't see how he's going to be able to frame that silver horse. The gold rabbits are in the way, particularly that rabbit on G3. If there weren't that gold rabbit on G3, I could look at that and say, yeah, maybe there's a way to get that. Maybe there's a way to get that horse framed in there. But with the rabbit there, it's quite tricky. On the other hand, maybe he didn't want to move the rabbit into the F3 trap because he was afraid from the F3 trap it would be flipped out to E4. But if Silver had carelessly flipped the rabbit out to E4 immediately, the gold horse could have taken over the G6 square. This is a critical thing to remember in this position. With the silver camel out there on the A-file, F6 is a little bit vulnerable. The F6 corner is vulnerable to counterattack, and the silver horse, well, I was sort of saying this before about the silver horse having another job. If one of the jobs of the silver horse is to help protect the F6 trap from to hold a hostage there, or protect the F6 if there's going to be a hostage there. If that's one of its jobs, then its other job can't also have the job of threatening to take over the G3 square. On 12S, Silver has decided now to just swarm all out. The silver camel advancing to the A3 square is threatening to flip out the horse, and if it doesn't flip out the gold horse, the threat is to pull a rabbit from A1 to A2. So it's going to be quite difficult for gold to prevent everything from being pulled. That is, to prevent the silver camel from getting something eventually. On the other hand, gold can still, without losing much of anything, can still put his G3 rabbit into F3 to enable his gold horse to come back to G3. And as soon as his gold horse has come back to G3, the gold elephant is once again a free piece. And I value the elephant mobility highly enough that I would immediately do that as gold. And the swarm... So one of the things you can look at is you can say, ooh, well, what'll happen if the gold elephant leaves? Won't gold get swarmed there on the F3 trap? No, gold won't get swarmed on the F3 trap, because silver would have no way of taking over the G3 square. If silver can't take that corner, if silver can't get a piece on the outside corner, then the swarm is really more or less ineffectual. But rather than resecuring the G3 square, I think gold must be maintaining some kind of illusions of a frame in F3, or a fear of a swarm that doesn't seem that much to be feared. An option that silver has, and I think a credible option, is to retreat the silver camel on 13S, and use the silver camel to persecute the D3 cat that gold has obligingly advanced. So say maybe silver camel to the B4 square and the gold cat to the D4 square, and then see just exactly how Gold thinks he's going to get a frame or thinks he's going to do any damage to silver in the absence of the silver elephant. It's very hard for gold to make any threats in the f3 square without giving up the g3 square to the silver horse. That d3 cat is just sort of giving silver another attacking option. If silver doesn't want to take the d3 cat, yes, indeed, he does use three steps with his camel to pull the a1 rabbit to a2. Silver has to be a little careful with gold's pieces so far forward, has to be a little careful that he doesn't bring about a gold swarm, that he doesn't invite a gold swarm. At the moment, and perhaps in the future, the gold camel will be able to run up to the b6 square. Now, normally for the gold camel to run up to the b6 square would be suicidal. You're giving up a camel hostage. It's not worth giving up a camel hostage. Why would you give up a camel hostage for nothing? But once a gold rabbit is already advanced, and if gold has other pieces advanced, and if gold can support the gold camel on b6, it can turn into a credible swarm. And that's a danger that silver has to think about, particularly when gold is here, like voluntarily advancing the cat to d3. That cat on d3 is itself vulnerable, but at the same time that the cat on d3 is vulnerable, it is opening the making it easier for the gold camel to advance. It makes it easier for the gold camel to advance without leaving any tactics around c3. And makes it easier for gold to follow up a gold camel advance with a swarm. So Akhmianti is once again taking a while to think on 14g, and uses 14g to advance the gold rabbit out of f3, and I can only assume that his ploy in advancing the gold rabbit to f4 on 14g is he is still thinking about getting a frame of the silver horse, and he's to frame the silver horse. He just needs that rabbit out of the way. He's even willing to sacrifice the gold rabbit, because moving it to f4 essentially does sacrifice it. Even willing to sacrifice the gold rabbit in order to get that horse frame, but I think he's deluding himself. He has on that wing. He has only the elephant and the gold horse. In order to do the frame with, and silver has other pieces advanced that can help stop the frame. So I think that what that move does is it sacrifices the rabbit for nothing. And if I were silver on move 14s, I would immediately go after that rabbit. I would pull it with one of my dogs. Let's say I'd take the dog on g5, move that over to e5 while pulling the rabbit to f5, and then bring in the other dog to the other side to cement that, to lock that rabbit down on the e5 square. And then gold, gold wants to try and defend the rabbit, it's just going to tie down his elephant. Gold has more important things to do with his elephant than save that rabbit, if it would be pulled out here on 14s. And then gold will, I think, get no compensation for that rabbit. I think gold just does not have what he needs to have around the f3 trap in order to make a frame. So I think that all tactics aside, we just have a strategic choice by gold, that gold is playing for something that he can't achieve. He's playing for a frame of the silver horse, took the silver horse hostage hoping to frame it, and that's a vain hope. He will not be able to get that frame. So he's basically just been wasting time. Looking at the reserves, neither player is in time trouble. We still have both players with close to the 4 minutes in reserve that they started the game with. So they've been just keeping pace with the minute a move. That extra reserve is handy. Wow, okay, 14S has now appeared on my board, And I must say that I'm quite surprised by it. The silver dog pushes back the gold rabbit that gold had apparently been willing to sacrifice, pushes it back into the F3 square, and is inviting gold to, first of all, get the gold horse back into the G3 square. As soon as that one step is made, around 15g, one step with the gold horse to G3, that frees the gold elephant. The gold elephant can then go wherever it wants. And as its first thing that it could do, it could make use two steps to push the silver dog over to the E4 square. Now that's a threat to the silver dog just in and of itself. But in addition to being a threat to the silver dog, the gold elephant has gone one step closer to the west wing, where the silver camel is out there hiding. There is another possibility here that I just has just occurred to me on 15G, and that is gold could play to frame the silver dog. Now I don't know whether that's going to quite work. That would require moving the F3 rabbit back to G3, and then pushing the dog into F3, gold elephant to F4, and then the silver. Well, silver would presumably keep that rabbit in the G3 square, would hold it in there with a horse or. Oh, and that is indeed what gold has done. I'm afraid that this is not my favorite strategy either for gold, because silver can advance and hold in that rabbit and wait for a more opportune time. That is, like let's say that the silver horse comes to the G4 square. Now the silver horse comes to the G4 square. The gold elephant is stuck there on F4. The gold elephant is not going to be able to rotate out of this hostage situation. Now, one thing that gold could think about doing is flipping the G4 horse, if that's where the horse comes, flipping the G4 horse over to E4, and so then being able to get the gold horse into G3. Well, to prevent that, silver would have to also advance a piece to F5. So if the silver horse is coming in to G4 to prevent the completion of this frame, then another silver piece has to come to F5. I would prefer the cat to a rabbit, but it could be the rabbit, it could be the silver dog, but just something to prevent that horse from being flipped. If silver then plays a move like this on 15s to prevent the frame from being completed, to prevent the gold horse from getting back into the G3 square, bottling up G4 does indeed prevent the gold horse from getting back into the G3 square. Those rabbits, there's so many rabbits in the way. If there weren't rabbits behind the rabbit on G3, the gold horse might be able to come behind and get into G3 from the back, but that's impossible too with all those rabbits there. So if we prevent the gold horse from getting into the G3 square, then we have a situation where the gold elephant is stuck. The gold elephant cannot leave the F4 square. Yes, the silver elephant is stuck. I see that. The silver elephant can't leave without losing his dog. But the gold elephant can't leave either. So we have an elephant deadlock, and who's going to be, which of the players is in the better position to eventually free his elephant from this deadlock? I don't see that there's much on the side of gold. Now, silver on 15s retreated his camel with a rabbit pull. That actually, I like the thought behind that. Silver does not want to give up his camel hostage, and Silver may not have been in a position to get enough material in the F3 trap right away to compensate for giving up his camel hostage. Like, he may have won a rabbit while giving up his camel hostage, and only getting a rabbit for the camel hostage doesn't feel like enough. I'm not sure exactly how the timing would have worked out. It may have worked out that Silver would have been able to get more than just a rabbit, would have been able to ensconce his own horse on the G3 square, and that would have resulted in a greater material victory. I'm not sure. Not easy for me to see. But retreating the camel, it was nice because he needed 3 steps to retreat the camel out of hostage range. Then he could bring his dog to secure G4 with only 1 step. It's not as critical if the dog gets flipped from the G4 square to the E4 square. That wouldn't be as critical if the elephant did that flip, because the silver horse would still be right there to take over. Gold on 16G kind of solidified the blockade, and left Silver with a very obvious plan of continuing to pull the gold rabbit. Notice the way in which Silver pulled the gold rabbit. He is aware of the potential of a gold swarm. In particular, he's aware of the potential for the gold camel to come into the B6 square. And the fourth step with the camel, so 3 steps with the camel to pull the gold rabbit. The fourth step with the camel is to say, I want to keep your camel out of the B6 square. You can swarm, but you can't swarm with your camel in the B6 square. And it does appear that swarming is indeed what gold wants to do. This is looking a little bit dangerous for silver. Both of the elephants are trapped, remember. So if the silver elephant is going to leave, well, if he loses a dog immediately and loses a second dog the next turn unless he takes an extra step with the dog. So if the silver elephant leaves with 3 steps, then and one to retreat the silver dog, then silver only loses a dog. Otherwise, he loses 2 dogs to leave with the gold elephant. And so the gold elephant's leaving power is not super strong here. And the silver camel could quickly become overloaded. When I say the silver camel could become overloaded, I have an eye to the gold horse. So perhaps the gold camel will attack the C6 trap, and the gold horse will attack the F6 trap. If the gold horse attacks the F6 trap, there aren't, well, I mean, silver could defend it with little pieces. There are several little pieces around there. But the natural thing, way to respond, would be for the silver camel to cross. And if the silver camel crosses, that lets the gold camel become more active around the C6 trap. And what do you know, 18G, the gold horse does indeed head towards the F6 trap. Well, to me, that was a very nice maneuver by gold to activate the gold horse. And I said he was activating the gold horse to come to the F6 trap, but what I didn't see was that he's thinking about rotating his elephant out of the frame. And I said before, I said, how is the elephant going to be able to rotate out of the frame? It won't be. It'll never be able to rotate out of the frame. And here we have a situation where, in fact, it's rotating out of the frame. Or threatening to rotate out of the frame. So gold's position is suddenly looking much better than I had thought it was looking. That was a very nice maneuver to get the gold horse out there, threatening to regain elephant mobility. So I really now I don't really see much choice for silver other than to pursue that gold horse with the silver camel, to bring the silver camel across. And if the silver camel is crossing, then crossing to e5, let's say, then first of all the gold camel becomes all of a sudden a big threat around the c6 trap. And secondly, silver is glad that he didn't pull that gold rabbit any further, because he would just be supporting the gold camel even more than the gold camel is already going to have some strength. So I would probably use three steps here to bring the silver camel across, because it needs to be fighting against the gold horse. And perhaps another step forward. This is a situation probably where any forward step is not going to hurt. A forward step around c6. Wow. The move 18s really surprises me, because it simplifies the situation there around the f3 trap and simplifies it in gold's favor. Now the pushing the dog, silver dog, out to g3 is very temporary. The gold horse can push it right back into f3. Plus, now the gold horse will have gotten onto the g3 square where it wanted to get earlier. So this is quite nice for gold. It gets the gold horse to a better square, and I guess the thought might be to threaten the gold rabbit somehow, but the gold elephant becoming free is the story here. The fact that very shortly the gold elephant will be the strongest free piece is the news of the day here. I mean, that's what's going on in this position, and that's much more important than the rabbit. And then the very fact that silver used a move, actually gold will end up with a better position at the end of this move, at the end of that exchange of moves. On the other hand, I can see that Nombril got down to 14 seconds in reserve, so he must not have been able to find a good move, must have been unwilling to cross sides with his camel, leaving c6 temporarily to the ravages of the gold camel, and being unwilling to do that simply made a bad move as he ran out of time. Akhmanty on 19g is also dipping further into his reserve and is now under 2 minutes of reserve. Now, when this sort of thing happens, when both sides get low on reserve, it's almost to be expected that there will be blunders. Nobody plays as well when they're under time pressure. That's just that's simple human nature. The thing that I always fear is that there will be a connection issue, or somebody will have a slight internet delay or something like that, and then they'll try to move with only 5 seconds left on the clock, but the server won't receive the move. That would be the most disappointing way for the game to end, on a timeout, when somebody is trying to send a move with the time in the red. 19G does, as I predicted, put the gold horse back on the g3 square. Now that frame has come to fruition, and as soon as the gold elephant rotates out, putting the gold horse in the f4 square so that the gold elephant isn't needed to frame the dog, when that's done, the gold elephant being free, it won't be long before the silver elephant is obliged to leave. And when the silver elephant is obliged to leave, it loses the dog. And then silver is just playing down by a dog with no compensation. And I gotta say, I don't see how move 19s either helped ameliorate the situation. Really, the only strategic answer that silver had to that rotation, the only way silver could have fought against that rotation, was to switch wings with the camel. And yes, I know that switching wings with the camel for silver would have allowed the gold camel to come to life, but it wouldn't have immediately lost a dog. So now the gold rabbit is threatened, and the silver camel has taken the B6 square to prevent the gold camel from going there. I think that there's quite a strong move on 20S for the gold elephant to push the silver cat into the D3 square. Yes, that does lose the gold rabbit that's sitting on G5, but it's a rabbit for a cat. And then the gold elephant, after trading a rabbit for a cat, the gold elephant ends on the C4 square, where it's quite ready to attack the C6 trap or otherwise get more material. Also, silver has the option at some point of leaving with the silver elephant pushing the F4 horse to F5, threatening to take it. That's something that gold needs to keep in mind. That will have an influence on the tactics that can happen here. But in practice, that threat is not so large as to prevent the gold elephant from getting the action that he needs, from pulling out something. It may prevent the gold elephant from going all the way over to the B file to get the silver camel, okay? But it doesn't prevent the gold elephant from pulling something out in the middle. So now already, here's an example of gold having to be careful. So silver did indeed take the rabbit on move 21S. Now if the gold elephant pushes twice, ending on C4, then silver can sidestep. Oh, the camel did take it. Okay, I thought the move was going to come out differently. So if he hadn't finished the cat capture with the camel, the elephant would have been just a little bit further out of the center, and then silver would have had a horse capturing maneuver. He would have been able to sacrifice his dog and then sidestep with the silver horse into the G5 square, pushing the gold horse into F5, and gold would not have been able to defend the trap in time. Now that maneuver doesn't work. I say that maneuver doesn't work. Suddenly I'm looking at the maneuver instead of sidestepping with the silver horse to E5. No, that doesn't work either, because then the gold elephant can push into the E5 square and sidestep the gold horse to G5. So that was a very astute tactic for gold to leave his elephant in the center. And I think 22S was probably a tactical mistake. I can understand silver wanting to go after the gold rabbit, but I'm afraid that if gold just takes the horse hostage and sacrifices the rabbit, that is indeed what has happened on 23G. And so we will soon have a situation here. Now, gold can go ahead and take that rabbit, but I think we'll soon have a situation where gold is making a material threat. The gold camel is threatening that silver horse. And in order to execute on that material threat, the gold elephant does not need to decentralize itself. One of the key things in the tactical fight that's going on here is that there are threats to that some kind of threats to the F4 horse if the gold elephant goes out of the center. But if gold is able to make capture threats without the gold elephant going out of the center, for example, right here, the dog can retreat to B2, and the gold camel can push the horse to A3. Then there's a threat of a horse capture, and the gold camel is still in the middle. Silver doesn't have any saving tactics. And that may right there force the win of the silver dog, in order to avoid losing the silver horse. So I think that the ploy to get a rabbit with the move 22S was in fact a blunder that's just going to lose a horse for the rabbit. So here we have material situation, which I think will soon be a cat and a dog. Silver will have lost. I didn't see that 24G. Akhmanty came up with a much stronger way of threatening the horse that doesn't even allow the appearance of any kind of a tactical save. What I foresee now on 24S is that Silver has no choice but to give up the dog in order to save his horse. And that gives a material advantage of a dog and a cat for two rabbits. So gold now on Silver did in fact abandon his dog, and now gold has the choice between trading horses or not trading horses. Gold could move his elephant into e6 to save his horse, or he could capture the silver horse instead. This for me is an easy decision. It's a no-brainer. I would save the horse. And the reason I would save my horse's gold on 25G is because the G6 square looks slightly weak. The weakness of the G6 square would make me hope that, hey, if I have my horse on that wing, then I can generate some kind of an attack. No, he trades horses. Materially, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I just thought the tension in the position would favor gold if he kept the tension. But what's wrong with having a position that's not tense? When you're ahead material, you're very happy to have a balanced position like we're going to have. If the camels are facing each other, so each side has an elephant, a camel, and a horse, and both sides want their camel and the horse on opposite wings. You want your camel protecting one wing, your horse protecting the other wing. So suppose you have a situation where you each have your camel and your horse split. Now, sometimes the camel will be facing the horse, and the camel will be facing the horse on the other side, so the camels are on opposite corners. That creates a very tense situation, tends to lead to races. It's an unbalanced position, can often lead to each side attacking. What we actually have now is the opposite. We have the camel facing camel and the horse facing horse. That tends to lead to blockade, to deadlock, to it not being easy to make progress. So what does gold want? Gold wants it the way it is. Gold wants camel facing camel and horse facing horse because he's ahead. He doesn't want a race. He wants to use the fact that he has more pieces, or actually has stronger pieces, that he has a cat and a dog instead of those two rabbits. And with that material advantage, to get some play strategically. In particular, gold would be very happy now to have it turn into some kind of a rabbit pulling race, to where more rabbits get pulled out. Because if rabbits get pulled out, he has more pieces to fight with. Silver rabbits that get pulled out are not much of a threat to gold. There's still lots of rabbit pushing pieces that can prevent a silver rabbit from getting to goal. But if silver were to pull out a rabbit, it would be a little bit more dangerous. The rabbit that gets pulled out is itself more of a threat to do something because there are less blockers. So this material advantage, this cat and dog for two rabbits, is definitely a help to gold. Okay, so silver, I understand and approve of the silver plan to potentially, well, actually I'm not sure what Silver's plan is. Is he intending to pull out a rabbit, or is he intending to get his horse into the G3 square after all? He can't take the G3 square in one turn, I think gold would have time to pull out the E6 rabbit to E5, for example. It's an immediate threat to the F6 trap. And the rabbits that are exposed in the center tend to die very quickly. Instead, he pulls out the silver cat, much the same idea. I think that I would, if I were gold, I would probably say, you know, if you're that hell-bent on getting the G3 square, I'll take a cat in exchange and let you get your horse into the G3 square. In particular, I would say I'd let you get your horse into the G3 square in exchange for a cat, because the gold horse is a threat to the G6 square. So it may end up being a trap trade. On the other hand, a trap trade makes the position more tense. You know, if you take over my trap, I take over yours. It can again that tends to lead to sort of racing positions. And as I just said, gold doesn't want racing positions because he's ahead materially. 28G by Akmienti is threatening to take over the trap. The dog isn't immediately threatened. Now, gold could, after all, gold could move his elephant over and defend the trap, and that would be my instinct. I mean, if I can get something for nothing, I would say yes, I'll get something for nothing. And here, the something would be a rabbit pull to e5, and the nothing is with the other three steps, unfreezing the horse with the gold elephant and getting it back into the G3 square. So silver has achieved nothing, and there's another exposed gold rabbit. I don't think it would be wrong. For gold, well, would it be wrong? Can gold capture the cat in the time that he has available? Because if he pushes the cat down twice on 28G, the silver elephant can flip the gold horse, threatening to capture it immediately in F5. And then things get a little hairy. Gold doesn't have time. Gold elephant does have time to come back and defend the horse, but then he'd have to freeze the cat with the camel, and then the silver camel could charge, and it gets complicated. So I would probably take the rabbit pull and the horse retreat. But Akmianti didn't take the rabbit pull, and I'm kind of surprised he didn't take the rabbit pull because I'm not sure what he's aiming for. Is he really hoping that he's going to be able to get a cat or get a piece out while at the same time not conceding anything, not conceding the G3 square, not conceding a rabbit pull in return? I think that's a bit optimistic for gold if he thinks if that's what he thinks he's going to be able to do in this position. So silver has made some progress towards making the position more tense, because he could now, on 28s, he could move his elephant into the G4 square and horse into the H3 square, and then gold really can't prevent him from taking over the G3 square. So gold would have liked to have achieved something in the meantime for this. I say those two steps on 28s plus probably retreating the cat with another step to make that not be an option. Here again, this is an alternate 28s where also I don't see how gold can on this move prevent. Oh yes, gold could push the dog down into G4. That would prevent the silver horse from getting into the F3 trap right away. So this move, unlike the other move I was suggesting, I think doesn't ensure control of G3 passing. What is gold trying to achieve here? I mean, it's clear to me what silver is trying to achieve. He's trying to get his horse into G3. Getting his horse into G3 would be good. It would be good if only for the reason that it makes the position more tense. It could maybe lose something around F6, but it gets something going around F3. That's anything that complicates the position is worth something when you're behind materially. Gold has, rather than getting anything going for himself, has chosen to just stop what silver is doing. So I would say over the last three moves, silver's position has gotten better because gold hasn't done anything except now try to stop what silver is doing. So the only thing that gold has done is move his elephant into a more defensive position. Maybe gold is going to try for horse frame again. So now that silver has been thwarted in that main objective, what can silver think about doing now? Well, the silver camel can be activated again, threatening to take the gold dog hostage. Also, another plan for silver, which is dubious, but all silver has is rabbits. I was going to say another plan is to advance rabbits. I don't blame silver on 29S for not at actually advancing rabbits, because the advanced rabbits, well, advanced rabbits are a little bit hard to use when you can't take over the corner. He can't take over the B3 square with his camel, and when he's not able to take over the corner, it's hard to prevent any advanced rabbits from just becoming weak. He did have a fourth step, though, that he could have used, and for the fourth step, I probably would have just, as a preventative measure, started moving the D7 rabbit over to F7. If the rabbit gets into F7, then three sides of the trap will be protected. Why not protect three sides of the F7 trap? It may come back to help you later on, if gold counterattacks or makes a tactical threat at some point by pulling out one of the other two rabbits. Well, that wouldn't then be an immediate capture threat if there was another rabbit behind F7. So silver, even if silver didn't want to advance a rabbit, which I understand, he had a use for that fourth step. Now on 30G, I don't think gold wants to let that dog be taken hostage, so I would use one step to retreat the dog. But then gold needs to have a long, hard talk with himself here and say, what am I doing here? What am I trying to achieve? It seems that for gold to achieve anything, he needs to... one thing that he could try to do is he could try to get a rabbit threatened in the F3 trap. To that end, 30S could have been pulling the silver dog into G4 and pulling then the silver rabbit into G5. And the idea behind this maneuver is to try and get a rabbit into the G5 square, or maybe two rabbits into G4 and G5, or whatever, to hang on to the G3 square while freeing the elephant to move elsewhere. He did not use a move on 30G to retreat the gold dog, and silver immediately has taken the gold dog hostage. I think that's a fine move, and it's a little bit difficult for gold to respond to. How can gold save that dog? Well, one way for gold to save the dog is to cross sides with his elephant. If he crosses sides with his elephant, he loses control of the G3 trap. But maybe that's okay. What the heck? Then continue to fight. He can somewhat blockade that region. He has a lot of rabbits there. He can fill the trap. His own horse could come alive and start to become active around F6, trading traps. It puts tension in the position, but it doesn't necessarily mean that gold has a bad situation. Otherwise, if gold wants to defend his dog, he has to, he could advance his camel and then push the gold dog up two squares just to buy time. Unfortunately, the silver camel could take the dog hostage while ending on the B6 square. Gold could try to get defend the C6 trap with his camel on C5, which is dicey because the silver elephant can just cross and say, I'll take that camel hostage. So that camel would need to be supported, if that's what he wants to do, be supported by the gold dog trying to come into the D6 square. Of those two options, of the option of defending with my camel and dog and trying to swarm the C6 square, or trying to defend with my elephant and thereby losing the G3 square, I have a very clear preference. I would defend with my elephant and lose the G3 square. It's just going to be too awkward to get the pieces up there. Wowza, we already have some excitement because of the way he chose. Not only did on 31G did he choose the riskier method of defending with camel and dog, he has his dog hung out there already so that the silver elephant can immediately take the dog hostage on C6, And then there could be some fireworks on the other side. Then Gold would just have to race. Gold can't really save that gold dog. And so Gold would have to try and capture. I don't know how it works out on the timing. But his goal would be to capture the silver horse and the silver dog in the same amount of time it takes Silver to capture two dogs. So I don't know how the timing of that capture rate works. Oh, actually, the timing works out great. Because Silver can, 31S, Silver can use three steps to push the gold dog back, use one step to retreat his own dog from H4 to H5. With those four steps, if Gold turns it into a capture race, then Gold is going to lose two dogs while only getting a horse. That will help even out the material a little bit. So I think that this is another indicator of why that was the wrong choice, why crossing with the elephant would have been the better choice. So on 31S, the move I'm looking at is pushing the move that just appeared on my board from Nombril, pushing the gold dog, threatening it to take it in C6. Gold does not have a move to save it. Well, no non-suicidal move to save it. So Gold is obliged now to instead go after the gold horse, go after the silver horse in exchange. And he can move his elephant to the H4 square and move the gold horse up one square. That leaves two more steps for Gold. What would he use those two steps for? He could use them to retreat his gold camel to prevent tactics against the camel. He could use it to bring a piece closer to shoring up C3. He could use it to get an attack to bring his gold horse towards attacking the G6 square. And I'm not sure which of those I would do, or maybe he could do both. He could move the gold horse up to G5 and retreat his camel. Indeed, that is what has happened. So now Silver needs to use four steps to capture the gold dog. And then Gold will capture the silver horse. Silver can establish the threat to the gold dog while recentralizing his elephant, and it does not look like Gold will be able to get the silver dog as well, although it's still a little bit tricky here. So 32S, this is a kind of move where I move quickly on 32S. Because I can't see how this is going to turn out, but I'm going to capture the gold dog. Because if capturing the gold dog doesn't work, nothing is going to work. Except maybe that's a better move. Okay, I take it back. So Silver came up with another move, and that move is threatening to take the silver horse and the gold dog. Gold, however, can take the horse, and then if Silver is forced to respond to taking the horse, so it's a horse trade, and then on the following move, Gold will have the option of running his camel into B6 to save the gold dog. That's three steps with the camel into B6 to save the gold dog, and one step with the gold elephant. So that may end up giving up a camel hostage. That I'm not sure how that will work out, but it ends up being a horse trade rather than trying to get two dogs for the horse. Now Nombril is back to under a minute of reserve. He had built up a little bit of reserve, but he's back under, and Akhmianti, also in a complicated situation, has his reserve declining. Again, I wouldn't have thought long on 33G. I would have immediately taken the silver horse. Ooh, I don't like that move order. I don't like the order of defending C6 first. The reason is that there's a potential tactic here whereby Silver pulls the gold horse into f5 with his elephant, using two steps, elephant and f4, and threatening to capture the gold horse without losing his own horse. I don't know if that tactic works. It needs to be followed also with a rabbit up. Yes, he, and that is the tactic he has used. Well, there's quite a bit of tension in this position. Now, it seems that if Gold wants to save his horse, he has to give up his f3 rabbit because he needs all four steps with his elephant to save his horse, and that means he doesn't have one step to defend f3. So I think what we saw on 33g was in fact a tactical blunder. So Akmeyenti, having built up a material lead and a nice position, I think made a strategic blunder by letting his dog be taken hostage, and then made a tactical blunder by defending his threatened dog instead of capturing the opposing horse. Just on the theory that a horse is bigger than a dog, I think I would have gone for the horse. So now Silver not only gets a rabbit and has near material equality, but in addition has positional compensation for if it's maybe still a slight material deficit, but has positional compensation in the form of owning the g3 square with his horse. It would be possible for the horse to come through to e3 with the capturing. I don't like it. Well, maybe I do like it, because actually the silver dog is available to take g3. So maybe the horse in the middle was actually better. In any event, the horse stayed on g3. Now the gold horse, well, now gold can redefend the f3 trap. He needs three steps to do so. A minimum of three if he does it with the cat. A minimum of two, I guess. He could do it with the cat and a rabbit. I haven't really even looked at the g2 rabbit coming to f2, because that seems that Silver is going to have such an attack coming down the g-file, a goal attack coming down the g-file, that that rabbit on g2 is a necessary defender. So I would use the other rabbit, use the rabbit from e1 to come into f2, and then the cat, or potentially use the horse. The horse is nice, bringing the horse back to e3, because the horse is a stronger defender, for one. For another, bringing the horse back to e3 opens up the path between the gold elephant and the silver camel, which could create some threats of a camel hostage. We are, however, towards the stage of the game where the camel hostage is becoming increasingly less important relative to goal threats. When we look at the situation in terms of goal threats, not looking in terms of control play, like I normally think of, well, who can make who's got what piece adjacent to what piece, and who can make a capture threat. But in this position, I'm looking at goal threats, and I see that Silver has a much quicker goal threat because Silver is sharing control of the f3 trap. Gold did indeed on 35g bring the horse back to g3, but move the rabbit off of g2, which I don't approve of, and if I were Silver, I would advance a rabbit lickety-split. I think I would just ignore the fact that my camel can be taken hostage, and instead, let's say, move the dog one step to g5 and move a rabbit up to h3. And I can't believe I'm saying I would permit my camel to be captured, but the goal attack just looks so strong, and there'll be captures in f3. The horse to f2 on 35s is a strong move. Note that the dog is threatening to come into the g3 square, so a rabbit coming on to g2 is only very temporary relief. It's looking very tough for gold already. It's hard to bring more defenders. The defenders would have to come in along the bottom rank below the horse to get there, or else the elephant has to come around. But if the elephant comes around to defend this, if the gold elephant wants to come into g3, it may be the only way to defend the goal threat. If the gold elephant comes into g3 to defend the goal, then silver can suddenly start thinking about capturing an f6, because gold will have no defender for f6. Interesting runaway defense on f3. One of the ways to stop a runaway defense is have a rabbit advanced. An advanced rabbit means that there can't be a hole. Like, there's a hole right now on the f1 square. And so with that, now that silver has a rabbit advanced, that hole has to be filled to stop a goal. And so it looks to me like now the gold elephant is forced right into the g3 square. I like Nombril's move, not only the move of a rabbit to g3, instinctively it feels like the position needs a rabbit to heighten the pressure, but I like that he played it in 20 seconds to build up his reserve a little bit, and all the pressure is on Akmeenti with a low reserve and a very tenuous position. So with the elephant on g3, oh, the elephant didn't move all the way to g3, he was worried still about saving a piece. He moves his dog away because the dog was in danger of being captured in f6. Now I would be looking as silver. I don't know exactly what I would do. Okay, so there are a lot of things going on here. Silver probably can't go wrong at this point by swarming forward. If he gets another piece into the fray around f3, one of the advantages of getting another piece around f3, or another rabbit around f3, I should say, because he doesn't really have any pieces, any non-rabbit pieces that he could spare. But if he would, say, take his rabbit from d7 and move it all the way up to f5 or something like that. And the reasoning behind getting another piece into the fray around f3 is to free his elephant and use the elephant to make captures somewhere else. That's how a control game would work. Otherwise, if he's not playing a control game, he would need to look for tactics that threaten an immediate goal. And the actual move he played threatens a four-step goal by the 37s that was played. Now, if gold does nothing, the silver horse can move into the f3 square, and then this silver rabbit has three steps to goal. So now there's a capture threat that the gold elephant will have to stop, and then there's a goal threat, which if the gold elephant moves to f4. The goal threat remains. If the gold elephant comes down to g3, the goal threat has been blocked. But if the goal threat needs to be blocked, we need to get a gold piece, another gold piece on e2, something to block the goal there. And indeed, the gold elephant comes to to g3. Now, as I evaluate the position, what I would try to do, I mean, my thought as silver would be to try to free my elephant and say the gold elephant is stuck defending goal and defending capture in f3. The gold elephant is stuck now. So if I can get my elephant free, I know I'll be able to make a capture. Silver wouldn't have to play that way. Silver wouldn't have to bring more stuff up to cement the deadlock. But 39G is definitely a deadlock cementing type of move, making it harder for the gold elephant to leave. Although another piece will still have to be brought up. And it's quite difficult to see what gold can do in the meantime. Gold's camel is would I guess gold's camel would somehow have to save the day. And so I would at least be moving the camel back towards the center. There could be a tactical situation where the gold camel can actually come into F3, threatening to take the silver horse hostage on F1 with the gold camel ending on F2. And a situation like that could regain control of the trap and let gold start to unclench a little bit. But that's very slow. It's going to take a long time for the camel to get around and into the action. As far as attacking C6, the silver camel is available to defend C6. So I don't foresee the attack on C6 getting much of anywhere. And with any spare steps, silver will be getting another rabbit up to the F3, up to the F4 square. Or why not get a silver rabbit all the way into the F3 square to cement the deadlock and prevent the gold elephant from leaving. I see from the chat room that the game has ended, but I will continue to give commentary without looking at what has happened in the rest of the game. So 12 minutes from now the game is over. That would be approximately 6 moves from each side remaining. So 39s, silver does move up another rabbit to potentially relieve the silver elephant and allow the silver elephant to leave. But rather than moving it directly to f4, I like what Nombril has done by moving it to e4, because when the silver elephant, if gold doesn't do anything about it, the silver elephant can leave by pushing the cat into c3 and getting the silver rabbit directly into e3. With his other steps, he just bottles up c6. Nothing is happening there. Under normal circumstances, a gold idea would be to flip a rabbit from c6 towards c3. But what's the big deal? In a second, the silver elephant will be defending c3. So there's just no possibility of capture. That last ditch attack on c3 was futile from a capture perspective. Gold correctly on 40G doesn't bother trying to think about a capture. Instead, he uses one step with his cat to defend a goal up the middle, and he uses other steps to advance his one rabbit on the west. It only takes one to win, and there's some threat there that the dog could help that rabbit fight through. Silver could take 3 steps to build a phalanx on the B7 square to prevent the dog from getting around into C7. Actually, that would be rather awkward for silver if the gold dog got into B7. So he could use 3 steps for that. The 3 steps that I was thinking about, namely pushing the cat into C3 and advancing a rabbit to E3, those 3 steps don't have a goal in one threat. So I think that gold could indeed respond by rotating his dog into C7 and rabbit into B6, if that's what silver were to do on 40s. And Nombril is having a good long think, dipping into reserve here. Well, it's hard for me to see. I'm not quite sure how dangerous it is. I mean, 3 steps could be used to rotate the elephant out and the rabbit in. And one step, maybe rabbit D7, but I'm not sure I like that. So here instead we have 2 steps of offense and 2 of defense on 40s. One of my thoughts as gold would be, oh my goodness, I didn't see this right away, but doesn't 41G, that hangs the horse. So gold can take the silver horse on 41G. And I don't see a I don't see a goal for silver as a result of taking the horse. So, wow. It does take all four steps, so the gold cat is hanging in return. But a horse for a cat, fine. And besides, that allows the gold horse on F1 to move to F2 and start fighting for trap control. And particularly with that reserve running out, I don't know what Akminti is thinking about here. I mean, gosh, when I'm in a desperate situation, and I see a free horse, and he doesn't take the free horse, he's going for the attack instead. Oh my goodness. I think this allows goal in two almost, because if the horse, if the silver rabbit now comes into the e3 square, and the silver elephant pushes into the d2 square, that's a goal in two threat. And I don't know how that rabbit could be frozen, perhaps, but for the gold dog to even get at the silver rabbit, to threaten it, well, it's going to be frozen on the way past. Oh, I see. It's not quite a goal in two because the gold horse is mobile, and the gold horse can slip over to e1. But now, if it did slip over to e1, then the gold rabbit would have to follow it. Got to leave the f1 square occupied, or else the silver horse will come through. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. So that would require three gold pieces to shift over the gold horse and two rabbits to shift over, leaving only one step for offense. Although it definitely raises a question of if that doesn't break through, how does silver prevent that gold dog from scoring a goal on the other side? If silver is not does not have the wherewithal to prevent a gold goal, then maybe the elephant shouldn't have gone for goal in this situation. Then maybe the elephant should have gone back towards the c6 trap to prevent the game from ending there, and make advantage of the free elephant in that way. So we've got a bit of an exciting race. Gold correctly used the three steps to stop the goal, and I wonder if he shouldn't have used a fourth step of his dog from c4 over to b4. He had an extra step, and dog c4 to b4 prevents the rabbit on a6 from running four steps forward. So what I'm looking at now for silver is rabbit on a6, a6 all the way down to a2. Rabbit coming down to a2. Let's see, how will he stop that goal? I guess the cat that is currently on d1, that cat would have to get involved, and that would, let's see, how much does that stop? That it would get in front of it on a1 if the silver rabbit came down. And yes, indeed, 42s, the silver rabbit did advance four squares. So I think gold has to take three steps on defense to get the gold cat into a1. With the gold cat on a1, though, the silver elephant can pull the gold horse into d1, and that reestablishes the goal threat with the rabbit coming to goal on e1. Very exciting race because gold still has all those pieces. Gold has, those cats and dogs that he can defend with, and he also has his own rabbit on the attack, and he's very close to a goal in two himself, without gold pieces being there to defend. So let's see what happens. The Nombril does indeed pull the gold horse to d1, as I was looking at. And now, how to get a defender on that silver rabbit And it's actually not even enough to have a defender. The rabbit, if the rabbit is frozen, well, whichever of the pieces pulls back, the silver elephant or the silver horse pulls back, the unfreezes the rabbit as well and allows it to advance. So I'm thinking, well, maybe the gold horse needs to come back to D1. No, okay, so now on 44S there is a goal in one for silver, and moving the silver horse into F3, pulling the rabbit aside, and that is indeed what he does, sacrificing the horse to score a goal. What an exciting finish of the game. And at the end, it definitely could have gone either way. I am not sure, but I do believe that if gold had captured the horse on move 41G, that silver would not have been able to break through, and in fact, that very likely would have been a win for gold. Well, congratulations to both the players on making it very exciting to the spectators. I see in TeamSpeak that both the players have joined me. Eric, congratulations on your win. Any reactions to the game?
I got really lucky. I walked into the dog frame at the beginning and I left my horse hanging at the end. If I got lucky to be able to create enough pressure to sneak a goal in after both those mistakes.
Well, it certainly did. I thought you did have a difficult opening position, and then after abandoning the dog frame down material, when did you begin to think that things were working well for you again?
I was really happy again after I started sharing control of F3 and then got that rabbit advanced. But until then, it was just, hey, if I can at least, dictate where the game's playing, maybe I can, sneak back ahead here. I was not far enough behind that I thought it was hopeless and just kept trying to find an extra piece somewhere.
So, Thomas, I see that your microphone is muted. Do you have a microphone that works, and can you participate in the chat?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. So, what are your initial reactions to the game?
Oh, I it was so I didn't notice that he hung his horse on 41G. If I'd have noticed, I would have taken it. I noticed it about 5 or 10 seconds after my move. So, I don't know. I felt pretty good at the beginning, and then and Nombril hung in there really well, and I could have pulled it out at the end, but I just missed that one move.
So here's something I want to ask you both about in the opening, and that is on move 14G. On 14G, Thomas, you advanced a rabbit, and then on 14S, Eric, you pushed it back into F3. I would neither have advanced the rabbit to F4 as gold, nor would I have pushed it back into F3. So I want to know what each of you were thinking on that move. First you, Thomas. Why did you move the rabbit out to F4?
Well, I was thinking back to the game you and Nomber played a couple days ago, where you had the it was pretty much very similar to the situation where the horse was hung up on the side, blocked, and I was trying to drag him closer to the trap, and it was difficult to figure out a way how to do that without moving that rabbit out of the way. I would have liked to have moved it one more step over, but then that would have put the dog at risk. So it was kind of complicated. I could have moved the dog over at C2 over to block the elephant from doing that, but I didn't have the steps. So that's why I ended up where I was.
Very good. And then Nomril, what were you thinking in pushing it back into F3?
Along the same lines, I was also thinking back to that move that you pulled my horse through the trap, and then I had seen Thomas practice doing that, I think against Gin Runner or somebody, right after that. So I knew he was looking for an opportunity to do that. So I was hoping putting the rabbit back in there would keep things tied up, and then saw the dog frame too late, and think I would have rather had that horse pulled in there than had the dog frame happen.
Okay, so just for the record, both of you were very impressed with that tactic that I used to frame a horse in a recent game. And for the audience that don't know what the three of us are talking about, framing the horse, the idea, the threat was that on 15G, the gold elephant would move into the F3 trap, pulling the horse behind it to G3. And then on the next move, the threat is then that on the next move, the elephant moves from F3 out to F4, pulling the silver horse into F3 and following with the gold horse into G3, framing the horse. But I need to tell both of you that this tactic is neither as strong as you were hoping for on the offense or as you were afraid of on the defense. You both gave it way too much credit because there's an easy way to block it. After that supposed 15G, if you had just allowed him to do that, Nombril, and you had gone ahead and done that, Akhmianti. So with the gold elephant sitting on F3 and the silver horse sitting on G3, then all that silver has to do to stop the frame is put the dog on F4. With a silver dog on F4, the gold elephant can't push out at the same time as pulling can't push the dog away at the same time as pulling the silver horse in. So in fact, this death-defying, amazing, game-altering tactic was not going to work in this situation. It was never going to work.
Yeah, I had been thinking about, having a piece there on F4, and that's part of why I put the dog there, was thinking, hey, I'll preempt any chance of doing this, not thinking about the frame. So, I wasn't terribly scared of it with my elephant where it was at and the extra dogs advanced, but was oblivious to the frame like I usually am.
Yeah, that dog frame was a very nice find, Thomas. I didn't see it at first. I think if you go back and replay the commentary, you'll see me blathering about pushing the dog to E4 for a while before I noticed that the frame is possible. And the frame turned out to be quite strong and to turn the opening in your favor.
Yeah, and as far as the... I agree. I was struggling. I figured he'd push the dog to F4 as well to block it, so I wasn't sure what to do about that. But since I just learned about that tactic a couple days ago, I'm still kind of practicing with it, and I'm still happy with how it turned out in this case. So I got lucky, I guess.
Well, that dog frame certainly won you the opening, and I admit also that I didn't see for a while, although it should have been obvious, I didn't see for a while what you were doing with your other horse was in fact rotating around to free your elephant. That also was strategically exactly what needed to be going on. So congratulations on winning the opening and coming away with a dog and a rabbit for, a dog and a cat for two rabbits. Nicely done in the opening.
Thanks. I just wish I could have held on to it. But I was really happy with that. I was expecting Nombril to beat me a lot better, a lot worse than he did, I guess. So I feel pretty good about the way I played.
Yeah, it was quite a strong game. Other than the horse not picking up that free horse that was hanging, did you regret any particular moves later on in the game?
I really can't point to anything. I feel like some games I get the opening right, and then toward the middle, I don't quite understand why I tend to lose control. So I'm looking forward to listening to your commentary and hopefully get some more tips.
Yeah, well, don't count on too much of my tips, because most of your good moves I didn't even see before you made them. But I guess what I was suggesting, starting on 26G, was some pulling that central rabbit, that E6 rabbit, pulling that in the center would have been difficult, I thought, for gold to counter, because you have both corners. You have a camel where his camel would like to invade, you have a horse where his horse would like to invade. Either of those evasions is going to take a lot of time, and in the meantime, I thought you probably could have captured that E6 rabbit in one trap or another.
Okay, I'll take a look at it.
Okay, so I think we've hit the highlights, and maybe the exciting ending deserves even more analysis. That's the kind of thing where a computer can come along afterwards and actually help, because most of the time, computers would just totally not understand this game. You guys, either of you, could have taken up this position from either side and destroyed the bots. I'm convinced you both played very purposefully, strategically, and that made it very interesting to commentate. Would either of you like
to? Thank you very much. I just like to say thank you very much, and thank you especially for commenting on this game. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for producing something that's fun and interesting to commentate on. So, as usual, let me wrap up by thanking our sponsors, Z-Man Games, producer of Arima sets and other fine board games, the LittleGollum.net center, where you can play turn-based abstract strategy games, the IG Game Center, where you can play real-time abstract strategy games, including Arima, and also WIPS, W-Y-P-S, WIPS.com, intriguing word game. And thanks again to the players. Congratulations, Nombril. This is Fritz signing off.